This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Careers Unusual with me, Jermaine B, where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path. Today, I have with me Dr. Victor S. L. Tan, a change management poet who will be sharing about the purpose of using poems to create positive and productive change in organizations as well as in our lives. He is also the CEO of a consulting firm, KL Strategic Change Consulting, and an author of 10 management bestsellers, including The Secret of Change, which went into the Malaysian Book of Records. In conjunction also to the upcoming Mother's Day celebration this Sunday, Dr. Victor has prepared some interesting poems to appreciate the mothers all over the world. Hi, Dr. Victor. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Jermaine, for inviting me to BFM.
So first things first, what is a change management poet and how did that label in you come about?
Well, first, change management poet is a very apt kind of description. You can't really find much definition of it. I look at it as a change management poet basically is people who use poetry or poems to communicate more creatively, more influentially and impactfully. Basically, it's used as a tool, right, to influence people to change more positively and productively. So that's how this change management poet label came about is that, first of all, I've written a book totally on poems, 50 poems, called The Secret of Change. So these poems are on management, leadership, strategy, and change. And that's how I got into this poem thing on change management.
Writing poems in rhymes must certainly take a lot of time and effort. So what inspires you to write poems in the first place, and how did it all begin?
Well, actually, it all began in a fun manner. Now, in my family, we have many celebrations. Birthdays, anniversary, Christmas, Valentine, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all our children's birthday, and the all 24 celebrations in a year. So every time we have a celebration, I have to crack my head to come up with a present and gift. So on my 15th wedding anniversary with my wife, I decided to write a poem, especially for her. And subsequently, I noticed that people liked the poems, and then I also written poems for my two daughters, my son, and then I got this idea that if I can write poems for my family, I can also write poems for CEOs. So I've written poems for CEOs. And then I write poems on my favorite topics on change, strategy, leadership. And that's how all culminated in 50 poems in the book, The Secret of Change, which went into the Malaysian Book of Records.
And so why poems in the area of change management for The Secret of Change instead of other areas on life or love? Because those are normally more common.
Okay, I'm a specialist in the change management. Of course, you can write poems. There are many poems written about love, about life, and so on. In my book, I also have poems about life and about love and so on. So we'll be covering that later on. We'll be sharing a few of the poems about life. And also, of course, for all the mothers in the world, we also have poems for you. But the reason we use poems in change management subjects like changing the mindset or leadership is because this subject by itself is very, very hard. So we try to use a softer way. Basically, if you look at what is poems or poetry, poetry is the language of the heart. Mm-hmm. What English is a language of words and meaning, but poetry is basically trying to touch your hearts.
So since you mentioned that you wrote a special poem for your wife during your wedding anniversary, probably, you know, you'll be generous and open enough to share with the audience out there?
Yeah, okay, sure. It will certainly be a pleasure to share this poem, which I actually wrote from my heart, mind and soul for my wife on our 15th wedding anniversary. The title of the poem is called My Princess of Grace, Juliet, which is the name of my wife, of course. Life has ups and downs we all face, but I fear not, because I have Princess of Grace, whose beauty inside and out I'm amazed. Her high spirits help give mine to a race. Her beauty forever fresh keep me in days. When life gets hectic, she keep me in pace, advising me to enjoy life and not be in haste, to slow down and savor the food with taste, to take time from work and simply sit and lace. to party, shop, walk, and hold the world in gaze, sharing tears and happiness in each face, overcoming challenges together in every place. My princess of grace, Juliet, my true ace, help me win everything, every time, in every race. Truly the Lord, with amazing grace, has brought me Juliet, my princess of grace, where my heart has a happy and permanent place. A place located only by God's grace and not through ways.
Wow, that's certainly a very meaningful poem. And I believe your poem will also inspire all the husbands out there to appreciate their spouse in their own way. So how did you get the idea to write such a poem and express in such a fluent manner, and at the same time making it all rhyme so well? What would be your advice for a young and aspiring poet?
Well, first of all, I would like to debunk the myth that, you know, to write poems, you have to study poetry or you have to study English literature or mass comm or journalism. Now, for the record, my first degree actually is in biochemistry. Now, actually, what is needed is a genuine desire to express your own feelings and the depths of passion and authenticity, right? In essence, each of us has actually a perfect flow of rhyme, rhythm, and reason. I always believe that there's a flow within us, and all of us need to do, actually, if you want to write a poem, is to unleash that kind of flow in us, creativity, and express our words that will touch the hearts of others. And I believe it is more of a mindset rather than a skill set kind of thing.
And would you be able to share with us if this is a career to pursue, or is this more of a hobby if someone would like to consider a career as a poet?
Well, other than the olden days, we hear people who are poets, you know, in their title. Today, it's very hard to find someone who actually labels themselves a poet totally. Most of them have other professions, and poetry or labeling themselves poet just part and parcel of what they do, or an expression of a tool as a language. So I would not think that it is a career per se, but definitely all of us can use poetry or poems in whatever career you are to communicate better, to influence and impact others more powerfully and impactfully.
Would you also be able to share with us an interesting poem with our audience? Probably something about life, perhaps from your book on the Secret of Change?
Yes, Jermaine, I think in this area I have a very favourite poem I like to share, which I actually observe from the everyday affairs of people who are going to work and how they strive to achieve their goals and mostly becoming very materialistic. The poem is called The Real Pot of Gold. Every morning, the saga unfolds. Restless souls are awake at the cockscrow, rushing out into the dark, misty cold, fighting heavy traffic to play their roles. In a place where their future holds, working passionlessly on what's been told, bearing and tolerating untold woes, as part of the chase for the pot of gold that is promised at the end of the rainbow. Overstress, many lives take a toll, existing, not living the life as a whole. Health suffer many foes, relationship often put on hold. Many desired vacation they withhold as they continue to put a front so bold, believing they will find their pot of gold at the elusive end of the rainbow. If the truth be told, life is not one mad rush for gold. It is not an ostensial personal show to accumulate wealth till it overflows. It is the character you mold. It is the values you extol. It is your selfless spirit that you grow. As you help others achieve their goal, the true reward is not the pot of gold. It is your heart of gold.
Yeah, certainly, right? It's not just about having a pot of gold, but definitely the heart of gold as well. In line with the celebration of Mother's Day this week, I understand you've also prepared a poem for mothers, just to recognize and salute mothers all over the world. Would you like to share that with us?
Yeah, certainly. My pleasure to share this poem. Before I start to share this poem, I would like to say that this poem is very special. Firstly, because I've written it for my mother, of course. Also dedicated to all the mothers in the world, since this is a Mother's Day celebration week. Just a bit of background, my mom passed away when I was hardly 16 years old. She died of a heart attack. Although we came from a very poor family, but I must say that I feel very rich because my mom has cared for me and loved me with all her heart, mind and soul. So to this truly wonderful lady and all the mothers out there, and here's this poem. The title of the poem is Mother, My Guardian Angel. Mother, the guardian angel of my family, sacrifices her all to keep everyone well. She will bleed for me to heal. She will starve to keep me fed. She sacrifices her sleep to nurse me to health. In haste and chase, we have often forgotten a mother's deed, often taken for granted, of this special lady we call Mother. Let's recognize and celebrate her love, ever pure, sincere, warm and undying. Today we salute you all mothers, your unconditioned love and sacrifice, your untiring trials and toils, your tolerance, resilience and endurance, your agony, anguish and pain, all of which only a mother can forbear. Thank you all mothers of the world. Wish you all Happy Mother's Day.
So you mentioned you also have poem that rhymes for Mother's Day. Would you like to recite that as well?
Yes, in fact, this is a very special poem for all the mothers out there. And I've invited my son, Valence, 17-year-old boy, right here with me. And he's going to recite this poem for all the mothers of the world.
A mother's love. A mother's love is beyond any story told. Her sacrifice outweighs the value of gold. Whatever pain she faces, she never fools. She protects her baby in ways so bold. To give her best, she takes the toll, just to have her baby safe in her home. Mothers truly play a big role to develop us so we can tumble and roll through life challenges as they unfold.
Wow, there you go. To all the mothers out there, two poems specially dedicated to all mothers, especially in conjunction to Mother's Day celebration this Sunday. Thank you for sharing, Doctor.
Thank you.
Dr. Victor S.L. Tan, a change management poet. Well, I would say also a love poet. And you've been listening to Careers Unusual, BFM 89.9.
To be a successful entrepreneur, get complete business solutions with UnifiBiz to maximize profits exclusively for BFM listeners. Stand a chance to win prizes worth 2,700 ringgit by subscribing or upgrading to UnifiBiz Pro or Advance and completing a slogan. Go to bfm.my/tm today. Contest ends 22nd May. Terms and conditions apply. TM, business made easier.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.